This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump said Friday he will send about 1,500 American troops to the Middle East, mostly as a protective measure amid heightened tensions with Iran. He said the deployment involved a relatively small number of troops.
I don't think Iran wants to fight, and I certainly don't think they want to fight with us.
The forces would help strengthen American defenses in the region. 900 would be troops, while the other 600 are already in the region and are having their deployments extended. Vice Admiral Michael Gilday, who directs the Pentagon's joint staff, says the extra forces are being sent to defend against Iranian threats.
We continue to see the planning that's occurring not only with the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps forces, but also, as I mentioned, quite troubling, with Iranian proxies in Yemen and in Iraq.
Earlier this month, the United States moved an aircraft carrier battle group, Patriot anti-missile batteries, and other forces in response to what it said was imminent threats from Iran. President Trump has declared a national emergency due to tensions with Iran and used a loophole in an arms control law to approve sales of $8 billion worth of military equipment to Saudi Arabia, the UAE, and Jordan. The move goes around Congress, which normally has to approve such sales, and has angered members of both parties on Capitol Hill. Congress had blocked the sales of offensive military equipment to Saudi Arabia and the UAE because of the civilian death toll in the Saudi-led coalition's war in Yemen and the death of U.S.-based Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in a statement that U.S. allies in the Middle East needed the contracts to be completed to help deter Iran. This is VOA News. President Trump is heading to Japan for a four-day visit, heavy on ceremony and sports, although a senior White House official promises there will be some substantive things to announce. Focus on photo opportunities rather than deal-making may be intentional on the part of Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who has forged a close relationship with Trump. The president is to attend a banquet with the new emperor, golf with the prime minister, and view the ancient sport of sumo, awarding the Trump Cup to a champion wrestler. One of Abe's goals during their time together in Tokyo is to ensure that Trump is committed to next month's Group of 20 Leaders Summit Japan will host in Osaka. Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May announced her resignation Friday, plunging the country deeper into political chaos as it tries to negotiate an exit from the European Union. As Henry Ridgewell reports for VOA, May's failure to get Parliament to back her EU withdrawal agreement eventually led to her downfall after 3 years of trying to deliver Brexit following a June 2016 referendum.
Theresa May walked out of the Prime Minister's residence at 10 Downing Street Friday to waiting cameras and announced her resignation. Her voice cracking, the Prime Minister struggled to hide her emotions.
I do so with no ill will, but with enormous and enduring gratitude to have had the opportunity to serve the country I love.
More than a dozen Conservative members of Parliament are expected to put their names forward to replace May. Most are demanding a tougher line with Brussels. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
U.S. regulators have approved the most expensive medicine ever. AP correspondent Mike Rossi.
The most expensive medicine ever has won approval from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Zolgensma is priced at $2.125 million. Sold by the Swiss drug maker Novartis, Zolgensma is a one-time therapy that treats an inherited condition called spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA. The rare disorder destroys a baby's muscle control and kills nearly all patients with the most common type of the disease within a couple of years. Novartis says it will let insurers make payments over 5 years and will give partial rebates if the treatment doesn't work. I'm Mike Gracia.
U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton said Saturday North Korea's recent missile launches violated a U.N. Security Council resolution and urged leader Kim Jong-un to return to denuclearization talks. It was the first time a senior U.S. official has described the test as a violation of U.N. resolutions aimed at halting North Korea's nuclear and missile programs. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.